Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With the World Cup set to kick off in June, many Irish fans say they'll be backing England, with Ireland missing out in qualification for this year's tournament in America. But it raises an interesting question. Why do so many of us love to see England lose when Ireland are playing, yet find ourselves supporting them when we're not involved? Will you be cheering on the English lads this summer, or hoping they crash out early? Well, first of all, News Talk's own Ciarán Bradley is with me in studio. Ciarán, you're an Englishman living in Ireland, although you might slightly dispute that based on our chat during the break, would you?
Yeah, I consider myself more probably Irish. Yeah, but my background is my mum's born in England and my dad's from Derry, and I was raised, as you can hear, in England. But yeah, it's a complicated thing, actually. I was just thinking about this in relation to international football, like, because I've probably got... I'm a bit of a man without a country in that regard. And so you can see the good and the bad.
Just makes you more interesting.
It's not the only thing. But no, you kind of have a bit of a more nuanced thing. And you can see the good and the bad in each, you know, in each country, like, say, the hooliganism and stuff with England and all that kind of stuff. So I can understand why people have a bit of an issue with the English football team and the surrounds, you know.
There's just so many facets to this, isn't there? Like, yeah. my head goes straight to... You know, the lads that my kids and my husband and my dad and everyone that I grew up with are Man United fans, right? So, you know, they look at the likes of Rashford, for example, probably not a great example. I know he's out on loan or whatever, but, you know, as icons. So if he's playing for England, would you not naturally just gravitate towards him doing well?
Yeah, I think kids' approach to football is quite different to adults, actually. For example, you hear
they don't
a lot
harbor
of the time,
any historic
no, there's no poisonous
grudges.
Resemblance yet. Yet.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't.
No, they don't so much. But say, for example, we know, like, with FIFA and the games that they have, they tend to follow players as much as they do clubs and so on. So, yeah, I think it's quite natural that kids kind of go for the players that they see every week. But, like, I think it just gets a little bit more complicated as you get older. I'm always amazed when Irish fans tell me they'd be supporting England, because for me, in the nicest way possible, football's all about tribalism and horrible poisonous stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, I'm a Man United fan, and if someone told me that I should be supporting Liverpool in a European Cup final, I'd tell them.
It's not going to happen. And who will you support now in the World Cup?
Yeah, I England ostensibly, like, okay. I will. But, like, to be honest with you, I was saying this to a mate of mine, actually, when we lost the Euros. Like, within half an hour, I was over it. But if it was Man United losing a European Cup final, I would be over it for months.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's a nice thing. It brings the country together. Like, it's something that me and my friends can bond over. We all, you know, we all watched the final there in the pub a couple of years ago. But as soon as it's over, I'm, you know, as soon as the dream is dead, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think it makes it more interesting. And I feel like it's more familiar to me when England are playing, because we know who the players are.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not all of them, but, you know, a lot of them are household names. And, you know, we've kids going around with their names on their jerseys, you know.
Yeah, true. Look, I think, as I say, look, the English fandom has been complicated over the last kind of 30 odd, well, even longer years, with the whole hooliganism stuff that goes along with it at times at its worst.
Mm.
I think actually Gareth Southgate in particular and the sort of surrounding FA stuff probably over the last 10 years did a lot to really expel that, and certainly did that among the team and the players too. And so I think that's actually the English team and supporting England is in a different place, like, among English people than it maybe was 10 years ago. It's a little bit less fraught or, like, morally kind of,
yeah,
you know, questionable.
And
in
terms of an appetite, I mean, you work in digital here in News Talk, Ciarán.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you think it's those English players that will generate more clicks or more column inches or, you know, more interest because of the familiarity from Irish people?
Yeah, well, maybe, but you know, across the world, I mean, these players are enormous. Like, the Premier League is just in its own stratosphere when it comes to the league. So for sure, like, there's definitely enormous interest, and a lot of the English players are exceptionally good at the minute. Like, I mean, they have a reasonable shout of being in the latter stages of this World Cup. I don't think they'll win it, but, you know, they'll be there or thereabouts. I would
say. Well, let me bring in Jackie. Jackie's on the line. She is part of the Republic of Ireland Supporters Club. Jackie, will you be supporting England in the World Cup?
No, not really interested when Ireland didn't make it, and that's just the way it is. It wouldn't bother me if England won it. I'd be sick of Declan Rice got a winner's medal, though.
You see, this is what it comes down to, is it?
I've seen him play for Ireland, and then you have the other lad, Jude Bellingham, when he plays at his club. He's an Irishman. He plays under his Irish passport. and he's an English man when he plays.
But Jackie, this has been happening. Happening for decades, hasn't it? You know, certain passports will give them, you know, the right to play for certain countries.
Well, UEFA and FIFA need to clamp down on it. Look, if you're playing under, if you're playing under your national passport, that's who you are.
I think
they're ripping it.
So is that a no, Jackie? You won't be supporting them.
I prefer them not to win it because you'd have to turn off Sky News for a month.
Well, do you know what? There's
31 counties supporting Westmeath on Sunday. I'll put it that way.
Let me bring in Fiona Connolly here. Everton fan, soccer coach and local councillor Fiona Connolly is on the line. Fiona, do you think it would make sense for Irish fans to support England in the World Cup?
Oh, listen, I think because we watch them week in, week out in the Premier League, we actually feel like we know them because they're such big parts of our world. So, like, we'll be cheering on Pickford in the World Cup games, hope he does well. And I think it makes it more interesting if we're backing a team that we know so many players, like you were saying, it's kind of an easy thing to get behind. And I think football is complicated. I know Kieran said that it's very nuanced and, you know, we always have packing orders, so it doesn't matter whether it's Man United or Liverpool, but we'd always have a preference for what the outcome of any game we would want to see. So, yeah, football is deep and very complicated relationship.
Oh, it really is. It's multi-layered, isn't it? But I think actually Kieran's point is a very good one, Fiona, that children in general, you know, they're just there for the players and the game. It's the adults that bring all these multi-layered historic complications, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, the children definitely idolise some players and will follow them from team to team. And you can see that, especially now, a lot of the girls I coach are really into Katie McCabe and they can't wait to find out where she's going next now that she's finishing her contract with Arsenal. So in terms of, like, player idols, I think that's probably where it's moving towards.
Fiona, could I ask you, if Liverpool were playing the Champions League final tomorrow, would you support them, just out of interest?
I try and support the Premier League teams. No, it depends. It depends on who they're playing. That's too big a question. That's too tricky.
You're a bigger woman than me. Fair play.
Yeah.
What about this text, guys? I'm just interested on your take on this. I'd cheer for the English women's team, but not for the men. And I can't explain why, someone says. I mean, that's a very honest text.
Yeah, that's interesting. I actually think the Lionesses have done a lot for England generally in that regard. Like, there's definitely a lot of good regard.
And
for
they
them.
Are a joy to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, just seem like a good crowd. And plus, they win things.
And they're super talented. Rare. In the same way, the Irish, and you're right about that, Fiona. Katie McCabe has been an incredible Massive. Ambassador for girls, young girls especially. Mm-hmm. We have, my screen just jumped. Mick is on the line. Mick, you were over in Prague to see the lads. Do you think Irish fans will get behind England in the World Cup?
Good question, Anna. I think it's been touched on by Kieran and Jackie and Fiona. It's an age thing. For those of us of a certain age, we would, people would support the players, but there's no way in God's earthly world that support the England team. And then if you're talking about the younger people, you know, as Fiona and Jackie have said, they'll support the players. And it's tribalism. It's kids versus adults, club versus country. You know, I think Jackie put it on the point. I think the biggest issue is not the Irish supporters, will they support England? It's probably the I was going to use a bad word, the putting up with the English media, if they do anywhere reasonably at all. I mean, football's coming home. Coming home to where?
But that was a bit ironic as well, though, I think, for a while.
It's a bit rubbish. Like, they won it last in 66. They've never won the... I mean, there's been two World Cup trophies. And the last time they won, there was 66, and they've never won the recent FIFA trophy. And they constantly talk about football coming home.
Are we not a bit guilty of that as well now? You know, just getting a little bit carried away.
I think in Ireland's history in the World Cup is a little bit different in that we've enjoyed ourselves, you know, and we went without expectation. And Jack Charlton took us to a new level, at least to where we could compete, not necessarily that we were going to win the bloody thing. You know, so I think we have a different perspective on life. But I do think people will support the English players. And I suppose it's very hard to say people are supporting, as you mentioned, Marcus Rashford and or whoever from Man United or Everton or Liverpool, whoever playing week in, week out in the Premiership. And then all of a sudden they said, oh, geez, I can't support them because they're wearing a white jersey for playing for England. You know, it's... it's a dichotomy for the fans, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of Irish supporters in Old Trafford and in Anfield every week, out in Stamford Bridge or the Etihad, and they won't go down the road to watch, you know, a League of Ireland. So, you know, we have split personalities in lots of ways as regards Irish football and Irish football supporters in England.
Yeah, well, Ciarán touched on that. The Premiership is this gigantic, isn't it? It's just incomparable almost in terms of the numbers, the fandom.
It just sucks in everything, the gravity of it. I mean, you saw last night, even just Arsenal, the scenes around Arsenal and Burnley. And I was just thinking, I know, actually, just as we were talking about kind of the, you know, where the tribalism seeps in. I was lucky enough that my dad is from Derry and he's from a nationalist background and so on. But there was never a question in his mind when he was asked, you know, would you like England to do well? And this stood really well to him. I'm not sure I'm as grown as him. He said he absolutely would because his children were English and so on. And the country would begin to him. So I feel that nuance from a personal perspective is a really, really important thing. And look, people should be within their rights to do whatever they want to do.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a very mature outlook as well. There are some very funny texts coming in here. I need to read some of them out. It keeps jumping because there's so many texts coming in. I'll be supporting the Ivory Coast because they have the same flag as us, just upside down compared to ours. Ask any English fan, would they get behind Germany in the World Cup? Someone else says, in football, when they're... own team is not in, it becomes more about who you don't want to win rather than who you do want to win. What about Scotland? Someone says, I'd cheer for the English women's team. We got that. Anyone but England, arrogant players, someone says. Why do we support Scotland then? What's the difference? Hypocritical. Same lads going around in Liverpool and United jersey. Someone else says, if they were playing in the garden, I'd close the curtains. You've heard that one before, Ciarán,
yeah,
I'm sure.
A good one.
No way I would support them. Imagine how much you'd have to listen to them. They're still banging on about 1966.
Never not at it.
What's your reaction to those texts, Ciarán?
It's great. No, I'm certainly on the Scotland point. I think that's a more natural home. Like, I'll be hugely cheering for Scotland. They've got such a good group of players too. Listen, if you take one thing away from this, is go and support Scotland. Leave England to us. Fine.
Yeah, they deserve the support, do you reckon?
Yeah,
there is a theme shaping here. I will support England all the way to the final and then pray they lose, someone says. Yeah. Wow, the media meltdown is too entertaining. Wow, that's harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to get behind.
Do we still have Fiona Connolly on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
What's your take on those texts in general, Fiona?
I think that there's so much duality now in terms of like our citizenship, our nationalities, how we identify. I think that we just have to accept that, as with football and all the decisions made with football, there's going to be such a multi-layered approach to supporting different countries during it, and people can feel free to support whoever they want without judgment, because it is a huge spectacle for entertainment. And with World Cups and Cup matches in general, you never know what's going to show up on the day. It's a very tense way of playing, like especially after the group stages. So I think it'll be a great piece of entertainment over the summer, and hopefully the commentators don't lose or run themselves.
Yeah, and you're right. Watching England crash out of the World Cup is one of life's little pleasures. Don't take away our joy by making us feel guilty about it, someone says. Someone else, look at the hype over the Czechia match. Of course, the Irish are as bad as the English when it comes to football, says Vince. So many Irish are so bitter about England, but so many have earned a living over there, someone says. And I'll support... Oh, yeah, we got that. I think sports should be separated from history and politics. Enjoy the games, include everyone, teaching the younger generations and older to tolerate each other, says Lorraine. A very balanced opinion. And you'll never beat the Irish, someone says. From what I can see, they're quite easy to beat. That's John.
Check, yeah.
In Kildare. Ciarán, a brilliant insight. It's very interesting, isn't it? The different takes.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it really is. It's nice. Like, it's nice that we can chat about this stuff. I mean, to be honest, it's not where it was. You know what I mean? It's not 40 years ago, 50 years ago. We're all smart enough and mature enough to have a bit of crack with it, you know?
Yeah, we want to see some good football.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And it is. It's a spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, I'll be looking out for the Scotland games.
Who will you be supporting? Scotland?
Well, no, England. Yeah, England. But like, as I say, if they lose, I will be over it within 15 minutes. So
yeah, it's fine. You won't be
grieving. But it's like pulling on an old comfortable jumper and then crashing out of the quarterfinal stages. You know where you're at.
Yes, okay. You know? Fair enough. Ciarán, thank you very much for joining us. That's Ciarán Bradley, digital editor here in News Talk. Great insights, actually, especially you in particular and where you come from and where you are now.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.